Parenting is never easy, and if you have a vision impairment, there might be questions you'd like to ask others who understand what it's like. Well, RNIB have just released their latest Parenting with a Vision Impairment guide, which is full of tips and advice written by blind and partially sighted parents to help ease that initial journey from pregnancy up till age one. Now, to tell me a little bit more about the guide and his own experience of being a dad is RNIB's Robin Spinks. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Paulina.
So you've been a dad for a little while now, haven't you?
I have, that's right. We've got two little boys. So Tiger's now 5 and a half, and he is in primary one. And loving every minute of it. And Arlo is just 2 and a half, and he is with the childminder when we're at work, and he's at home with us a day a week. And yeah, they're wonderful. You know, they're just fantastic, sparky and inquisitive and cheeky at times, little guys. But they're incredible. You know, that I think parenting changes your life in so many ways. It's difficult to remember what it was like without them.
So when you first got married, you obviously were a young couple, and usually couples get that question, where are you going to have kids? But for yourselves, did you face any other, I guess, misconceptions? Because obviously you and your partner are both visually impaired, where people may be assuming that you might not be able to take care of a small child.
Nobody actually said that to us directly, but I think, you know, we were picking that up from a number of different conversations that people maybe didn't expect us to have children because we're visually impaired. You know, our kind of, you know, coming together and getting married was always focused on the fact that it was something that we did both want to do. And we both wanted to have, you know, a couple of children, and we've been blessed to have them. It's incredible. But yeah, we were always aware, I suppose, of other people's attitudes and thinking about the kind of subtext maybe that you would be thinking about. How am I going to be able to look after a child if I can't see them too well down the park? What happens if they race off? You know, how will I spot them in a group of children? All those kind of questions that go through your head when you're thinking about, you know, parenthood. And I think if you're visually impaired, you're thinking about those questions in a very particular way. And often people don't have someone else to go and talk to who's a bit further down the road. That's one of the most powerful things that anybody who's listening to this can do. If you're thinking about parenthood and maybe you're feeling positive, maybe you're not feeling so positive, have a chat with someone who has already been down that road, someone who's you know, trodden that path of parenthood with a visual impairment, because that was pretty enlightening for me and for us, I think, was to meet other people who are parents.
So is that why you decided to contribute some of your own experiences to the guide, so other parents can take that experience and perhaps feel a little bit less overwhelmed with parenthood?
Absolutely. I think the great thing that the guide does is that it's almost like tracking that journey. So before the birth, you know, talking about pregnancy, talking about preparing for a new baby. It's all of those different stages that people will identify with. And I think given that it's created, co-created by people with a visual impairment, I think that's a hugely valuable resource. You know, that would have been wonderful for us to have, you know, 5 years ago. And it's amazing, you know, even 5 years ago, there was relatively little available material wise to read and listen to. So yeah, that very much triggered me into being a contributor to the guide. Lisa approached me quite early on and worked with her and the team to contribute our ideas and share our thoughts and feedback. And then my wife and I also created a podcast series called One Blind Mum, which you can find on any of your podcast players. And really what we wanted to do there was try to share, you know, a more personal, a more kind of intimate, I guess, journey that we'd undertaken from becoming parents through to, you know, raising a toddler, dealing with a newborn baby, Just a lot of the practicalities, a lot of the stuff that people might think about, they might have questions at the back of their mind. And I think anyone listening to this who's visually impaired will know that every now and again you can hear the monkey on your shoulder, and the monkey is saying, you know, don't do that, that wouldn't be a good idea. I think if you go through something, you know, in your mind enough, you'll put yourself off, or you'll convince yourself it's going to be really difficult. And the key thing that makes the big difference, I think, is you know, the real experiences that you've had from other people.
Looking back, do you think there's something you wish someone shared with you before you become a parent? Some piece of advice that you really wish you heard back then?
I think it would have been great to have the guide at that time, maybe to have the podcast that we subsequently went away and created, the One Blind Mum podcast, just to have access to that stuff readily and to hear the voices of people who have, you know, experienced parenthood, but also people who felt those same questions and concerns, and they've had those kind of insecurities. I think it would be really reassuring to be exposed to that. So, you know, the biggest thing you can do is find out what that journey has been like for other people, and ask them questions. People are usually really happy to be asked questions about it. And that's what it's all about, sharing and exchanging ideas and information. Being able to talk to someone who's a visually impaired dad who said, well, this is what I do when we're walking to nursery, or here's how I deal with occasions where the kids can see something and I can't. And that's been helpful. And in turn, what I've then done is I've shared those experiences via various blog posts and podcasts, just in the hope that other people might see that or listen to it and think, well, do you know what? I'm not alone. I could do this too. I might have some practical hurdles that I'm going to come across, but there's a solution to them. And I think when you've got that mindset, you will approach parenthood with a different focus, with a greater degree of positivity. And really, you will enjoy, you know, the highs and the lows of it. It's a challenging journey for anyone, whether they're sighted or otherwise. Don't be put off by other people's expectations of you. You know, you have to say to people, can you describe this to me? I don't see as well as other people. Or could you keep an eye on where my child is when there's a group of children meeting? Just let them know, let other parents know that you don't see too well. It can be hard at first to do that, but when you do, people generally are very supportive and positive and want to help. And just ensure that when you make, you know, the decision, you and your partner make the decision to go ahead and become parents, that you're not being apprehensive purely on the basis of visual impairment, because that need not be a barrier.
So obviously we've been talking a lot about this guide. Where exactly can we find the Parenting with a Vision Impairment guide?
You can go to the RNIB website at rnib.org.uk, or you can search for it in your preferred search engine, or you can call the RNIB helpline, and the number to call is 0303 123 9999.
Fantastic. So thank you so much for sharing all of your advice today, Robin. Hopefully we'll get to chat again on RNIB Connect Radio.
That would be super. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Paulina.